Critics generally acknowledge Stephen Sondheim as the giant of musical theater during the second half of the 20th century. Beginning as a lyricist for West Side Story in the mid-50s, almost all of his shows have become classics, receiving constant revivals in local productions. An exception to that is the 1994 Tony Award-winning show Passion, which only ran 8 months on Broadway and can now be seen in a luminous production at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through July 20th. One of the few shows conceived by Sondheim himself, it's based on an Italian film, Passion d'Amore, by Ettore Scola, which was itself based on a novel, Fosca, by Ignazio Ugo Tarchetti. Passion tells the story of a handsome 19th century Italian soldier, Giorgio, sent to a remote outpost where a sickly, unpleasant-looking, and difficult woman, Fosca, falls obsessively in love with him. His response to her at first is disgust, but slowly it changes, and he falls for her. What attracted Sondheim to the piece was that emotional shift, and Sondheim immediately saw the musical possibilities. The soldier and his mistress, Clara, sing in major keys, Fosca in minor. As the play progresses, the music shifts with the emotions. It's a tour de force unequaled on the Broadway stage. Or maybe we shouldn't call it the Broadway stage at all.
It is, for all intents and purposes, it is a sort of chamber opera. So it feels like a chamber opera more than it does a sort of commercial musical.
Stephen Sondheim.
I think probably life size is not a good idea for the stage. The stage itself, I think, demands larger than life. Characters, emotions, and events. Opera merely intensifies that.
It's within Custom Made's intimate setting that the musical thrives now in San Francisco. It helps that the three primary performers, John Mellis as Giorgio, Juliana Lustenader as Clara, and Heather Orth as Fosca, are in fine voice, able to sustain the conflicting emotions in the script, lyrics, and score. The secondary performers maintain that musical virtuosity in their short choral refrains. Passion is far from perfect. The humor necessary for relief sometimes seems forced. Giorgio's transition from repulsion to love is hard to pull off. But on the other hand, this is a completely gorgeous score in a complex, difficult play. Kudos go to Custom Made for tackling the show and making it work. Passion, by Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine, plays at Custom Made Theater in San Francisco through July 20th. For more information, you can go to custommade.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.
And that does it for today's show. Upfront airs weekday mornings at 7 a.m. We post information about topics and guests online at kpfa.org. You can dig through the archives there also and subscribe to the show as a podcast or connect to us on social media.
If you want to sound off about something you heard or suggest something for us to cover, send an email to upfront@kpfa.org.
Thank you so much to everyone who makes the show happen. Our producer, Corinne Smith, our engineer, Kirsten Thomas, our wonderful host, Brian Edwards Teeker,
our excellent host, Kat Brooks,
and our fabulous Friday host, Janine Etter, our interns,
Justin Gold, Casey Repke, and Elizabeth Soule.
And thanks to Mitch Jesuit and Eileen Alvendary for your awesome contributions to the program every single day.
Stay up, stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming your way in 2 minutes at 9 o'clock.